Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Immortal Irishman, the Irish revolutionary who became an American hero, is Timothy Egan, non-fiction biography of Thomas Francis Meagher, a 19th-century Irish nationalist whose life moved across several major historical crises. Egan follows Meagher from his emergence as a gifted speaker during the Great Hunger, through the failed Young Ireland Rebellion, transportation to the penal colony of Van Diemen Land, escape to the United States, service as a Union general commanding the Irish Brigade, and final years in Montana. The book is both a life story and a broader study of Irish exile, immigrant politics, Republican idealism, and the Civil War. Its purpose is not only to recover a dramatic figure from historical obscurity, but also to show how personal ambition, national oppression, and American opportunity converged in one restless career. Egan writes narrative history, using Meagher as a lens on empire, famine, migration, warfare, and the unfinished meaning of democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Thomas Francis Meagher as a revolutionary formed by the Great Hunger. Egan presents Meagher as a product of the catastrophic Irish famine and the political failures surrounding it. The Great Hunger is not treated merely as background suffering. It becomes the force that transforms a privileged, educated young man into a radical nationalist. Meagher had social status, rhetorical talent, and access to elite circles, yet the mass starvation of Irish tenants under British rule exposed the limits of constitutional reform. Egan shows why oratory mattered in this context. Public speech allowed Meagher and other Young Ireland figures to turn grief, anger, and humiliation into political identity. His advocacy of armed resistance grew from the conviction that petitions and parliamentary appeals could not answer a disaster intensified by imperial indifference. This topic is central because it explains the moral urgency behind Meagher, rather than reducing him to a romantic rebel. Egan links famine politics to questions of sovereignty, dignity, and historical memory, showing how the trauma of Ireland in the 1840s shaped the later Irish-American imagination. Secondly, exile to Tasmania and the reinvention of a political martyr. The book gives major attention to Meagher imprisonment and transportation after the failed 1848 uprising. His sentence to a penal colony in Van Diemen Land placed him within the machinery of British imperial punishment, where political dissenters could be removed from public life without being executed. Egan uses this episode to examine how exile could both silence and mythologize a revolutionary. Meagher was physically isolated, but his punishment strengthened his symbolic value among Irish nationalists and emigrant communities. The drama of his escape to America becomes more than an adventure sequence. It marks a change in political stage. In Ireland, he had been a failed insurgent under surveillance, while in New York, he could reappear as a living emblem of resistance. Egan also makes the reader consider the paradox of martyrdom without death. Meagher became famous partly because the Empire tried to erase him, and the attempt at erasure supplied the narrative of survival that made his American reception possible. Thirdly, Irish America, Civil War service, and the politics of belonging. Meagher's leadership of the Irish Brigade during the American Civil War is one of the book's central turning points. Egan explains that enlistment in the Union cause was not simply military service. For many Irish immigrants, it was a claim to citizenship, honor, and political legitimacy in a country where anti-Irish and anti-Catholic prejudice remained strong. Meagher believed that battlefield sacrifice could prove the loyalty of Irish Americans while also keeping alive the dream that trained soldiers might someday aid Irish freedom. This dual purpose made the brigade both an American and an Irish project. Egan does not ignore the cost. The brigade fought in some of the war's most brutal campaigns, and its losses exposed the tragic gap between patriotic rhetoric and human consequences. The topic matters because it shows how immigrant identity was negotiated under extreme pressure. The war offered Irish Americans a path into national life, but that path ran through mass death, political compromise, and unresolved tensions over slavery and union. Fourthly, the immigrant story as a test of American democracy. Although the book is a biography, Egan uses Meagher to explore the larger Irish-American experience. Meagher's arrival in the United States occurred during a period when Irish immigrants were reshaping cities, labor politics, religion, and electoral power, while also facing suspicion from nativist movements. His fame gave him unusual access to public platforms, but his career still reflected the unstable place of immigrants in American democracy. Egan emphasizes that America offered reinvention, but not equality without struggle. Meagher could become a celebrated speaker and general, yet Irish communities remained vulnerable to class contempt, sectarian hostility, and political exploitation. This framework gives the book contemporary relevance without turning it into a simple analogy. Egan shows democracy as a contested practice, not a settled ideal. Immigrants had to demand recognition, and their claims often depended on service, organizing, and public memory. Meager's story, therefore, illuminates how national belonging is built through conflict, sacrifice, and repeated argument over who counts as fully American. Lastly, Montana. Unfinished Ambition and the Mystery of Disappearance. The final movement of the book shifts from Eastern immigrant politics and Civil War battlefields to the American West. Meager's role in Montana shows another form of reinvention, this time tied to frontier governance, land, and the hope of building a new political future after the war. Egan, a writer deeply associated with Western history, treats Montana not as a decorative epilogue but as a revealing test of Meager's character. The same boldness that made him an effective orator and battlefield leader also made him vulnerable in an unstable territory marked by factional politics, violence, and weak institutions. His disappearance from a steamboat on the Missouri River in 1867 gives the biography an unresolved historical edge. Egan reviews the mystery in light of competing explanations and the dangerous political environment of territorial Montana. The importance of this ending lies in its refusal of neat closure. Meager's life remains emblematic because it ends where myth, evidence, and national memory overlap. In conclusion, The Immortal Irishman is best suited to readers interested in narrative nonfiction, Irish history, the American Civil War, immigration, and biographies of politically consequential figures. It offers the intellectual benefit of connecting events often studied separately: the Great Hunger, Irish nationalism, penal transportation, Irish-American identity, Union military service, and Western territorial politics. Readers gain a clearer sense of how 19th century lives could be shaped by empire, migration, war, and the search for citizenship across borders. The book also has practical value for understanding how public memory is formed. Meager survives in history not only because of what he did, but because his life gathered meanings that different communities needed: rebel, exile, immigrant, soldier, and frontier official. Compared with many Civil War biographies, Egan's book stands out by beginning in Ireland and ending in Montana, thereby widening the frame beyond the battlefield. Compared with general Irish-American histories, it stands out by concentrating on one vivid life without losing the larger political setting. Its distinction lies in this combination of scale and focus. Egan makes Meager both an individual with flaws and ambitions and a representative figure in the making of Irish America. The result is accessible history with strong narrative momentum and a broad historical reach. If you would like to support Timothy Egan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.